Jalen, what do you think of James Harden's look heading into the All-Star game?
Is that a hazmat? He's trying to stay COVID-free, so I ain't mad at him at all.
He looks like he's wearing a condom. He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do?
We give the people!
The people got what they wanted yesterday during the All-Star festivities, and did the Nets get what they want with Blake Griffin? We'll discuss that and much more, but we start with the performance from Giannis Antetokounmpo last night in the All-Star game. Did not miss a shot. 16 for 16 and the MVP. What do you think of Giannis?
This league is in great hands, Jacoby. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, for a two-time regular season MVP and to have accomplished so very much, I still think people need to respect how dominant that man is in an era of small ball, switch everything, positionless basketball. Because while he can't shoot the three like Steph Curry and Dame Lillard, he can do everything else just as good, or not better, than everybody else in the league. And when they all get together, he's actually the ultimate mismatch on everybody. You heard him. I'm open in the paint anytime y'all want it. I'm open every time. Because who's going to stop Giannis on a constant basis? I know. He only averages 30. So it was great for me to see him shine amongst the superstars and be the lead dog while winning MVP.
It was so much fun. It was not competitive. No one played defense, but I enjoyed every single second of the All-Star game. And part of that was just watching Steph Curry. Wardell, Stephen Curry can just shoot from whenever, wherever, however, and it goes in. Not only did he score a bunch, 8 threes in the game, but he also won the three-point contest. What do you think about Wardell's exposition last night?
Exhibition. Told you, he's a son of a gun, literally, because I played against his dad, Dale. And I'll tell you what. He revolutionized modern-day shooting with unlimited range. He elongates the floor. The way Shaq compressed the floor and make you double down and triple down and everybody was in the paint, Steph Curry had the opposite effect. He's the only guy in the history of the NBA that when he takes shots across half court, you think they're going in. He's the only guy that people show up to see his pregame ritual. But I want to tell all of you youngsters, the only place success goes before work is the dictionary. This man puts in time. This man puts in dedication to his craft. He's been doing it his entire life. And so this is the residue of that greatness. This is what it would be like if Harlem Globetrotters played in the NBA. You know the music. You a member of the Washington Generals.
General for life. Once a Washington General, always a Washington General. We're going to get that win that we need soon. Post-COVID, Generals are getting this W. Getting the W last night was Team LeBron. LeBron is now 4-0 as a captain of the All-Star game. And here's what he said about his place in the All-Star festivities.
I hope that they allow me to retire from being an All-Star captain. So I can retire with a perfect 4-0 record. I'll keep that forever. But we'll see what happens. But I always try to pick the right team, and I've been lucky enough for 4 years to pick the right team. Guys go out and compete and play to win. And I've been on the winning side of all four.
What do you think about King James not just bowing out of being an All-Star captain, but kind of bowing out of the game after 13 minutes last night?
Well, I mean, he's 36 years old playing in his 18th season. He's only missed one game this regular season, so I'm not surprised that he played low minutes. And while he acknowledged that he wouldn't mind not being the coach because his record is unblemished, he kind of does not have a choice because you know what he continues to want to be? The highest vote getter. And the highest vote getter gets this honor. I just appreciate the fact that LeBron – feels like in every scenario, when it's time to be professional, he's gonna take it serious. That's basically what he was just saying. Kind of like when I'm trying to put together a team for Family Feud. You know, I'm scorching the earth for people that I know is gonna get it done. It's gonna get it done. JRLA needs the money. I need to make sure I pick a team to get it done. And what happens? Game 7, Steph Curry, half court range. David Jacoby comes through in the clutch just when I needed him. That's how you pick a team. And that's how he felt about picking Dame and picking Steph. He ain't have to do too much.
No, you mentioned Dame, and of course, when it's game time, it is Dame time, and that was no different in the All-Star game last night. Look at Jalen, look at that shot. Dame and Steph were just shooting from half court all day, but look at that from Dame Lillard, who has more clutch dagger baskets than anybody in the entire league. Jalen, what do you think about Dame last night?
I think Detroit is just like Oakland. And I know that Dame gonna remember his day ones. People that's been riding with him from the beginning. Not all of these people that have come out the woodworks these past two seasons and discovered that he was an elite prospect that has now been one of the top players in the entire league. And I'm also upset with the media because a lot of people continue to foster this narrative that if you're not winning the championship every year, then all of a sudden you should just leave the team that you play on. I can't stand that. I'm sick of this era of people only trying to dumb down the accomplishments of these great players in Tarine County. And so now what we gonna do, we gonna look up in a couple of years and people gonna say, well, Josh should leave Memphis. Oh, Luka should leave Dallas. Oh, Zion should leave New Orleans. No. I like that the Greek Freak stayed with the Bucks. I like that Dame stayed with the Portland Trail Blazers. Put your anchor down like those guys have done. It's not stopping you in endorsements. Who gets more commercials than Dame? Does anybody get more commercials than Dame? It ain't because he's in a large market. It's because he's a great player. They'll find you. He went to a small college. They'll find you if you're a great player. Stop media members trying to make players like Bradley Beal think that their career is meaningless because the Washington Wizards won't win the championship this year. That's the reason why you didn't make it to the league. I'm done.
Let's move on. Jalen, something that I know is extremely important to you is the way that Dame Lillard said goodbye to the Thunder. And of course, Paul George was on that team, and he called it a bad shot at the time. Let's listen to him reconsider what he said.
Yeah, I mean, that's a bad shot. Care what anybody says, that's a bad shot. But hey, he made it. That story won't be told that it was a bad shot. We live with that.
Do you think that Paul George still thinks it was a bad shot that Dame Lillard took to send him home?
No, he doesn't, because it's not the range from in which Dame Lillard or Steph Curry shoot the ball, because they shown that it was unlimited. Now, if that was some other players in the NBA taking a step right three-pointer in a playoff game, then that would be different. But Dame saying bye-bye. Check my guy out on 4-Bar Fridays. For everybody just getting introduced to Dame, check out him. He actually got bars.
Jalen, I know how important a haircut is to you, and I know why you're wearing that winter hat today, but Joel Embiid and Ben Simmons also wanted to have a fresh cut for the All-Star game, so they went to a barber. That barber happened to test positive for COVID-19, meaning they could not play in the game. What do you think about this development about the two All-Stars from the Sixers?
I think as a professional, and it's not just for those two guys, I'm actually talking about the NBA. You know how they did a bubble with barbers and players and coaches? We saw the All-Star game coming, right? So I think what they probably could have did is made it so that all of the guys could actually get their hair cut in Atlanta at the hotel. What a noble thought. What a noble thought. For a multi-billion dollar conglomerate, you make sure that the barber, especially you just learned from the Kansas City Chiefs. You had a reference. You had a reference, the Kansas City Chiefs. Remember there was something happening called the Super Bowl, and a few of their players with their barber were standing in line for some strange reason to get their hair cut, the 21st, 22nd, 23rd person, and then they realized that he tested positive. And so I hated that those two gentlemen didn't get a chance to play. Ben Simmons for his athleticism, and he would have brought some of that defensive prowess that you wanted to see. And then Joel Embiid is having an MVP caliber year, and now they're both going to miss games later this week, Jacoby. See, it ain't just about the All-Star game. They got a quarantine for 7 days, and their team plays later this week, probably on, I think, Thursday and Friday. Both of those guys are going to miss those games. Quarantine a barber. It's really simple.
Jalen, as much as I love the All-Star game, there is nothing that I love more than our next topic. It is time for News That Matters. Jalen, Jack Harlow, Quavo, 2 Chainz, Lil Baby, faced off in open run. Just explain to our audience what Lil Baby did here in this free throw.
Lil Baby, that's my man, 50 grand. I love when him and 42 hook up. He got love for the D. And you know, Atlanta, that's our other cousin. But here's what I'll tell anyone out there. If you want to test the versatility, the skill, the dexterity of a human being, watch him play basketball. Watch him play basketball. You'll be like, oh man, they uncoordinated. Oh, they can't shoot. And then you'll have a newfound respect of why these guys get paid millions of dollars to shoot the basketball with accuracy. What did you see in these videos with my brother Fab, friend of the show, and Lil Baby?
I saw a lot of myself because you know what? You played in the National Basketball Association. Us regular basketball players, usually there's like a wall behind the hoop. So when you don't get that wall and you play in a big arena, the depth perception is off. And sometimes it takes a little bit of warming up to do. So I'm going to say that those air balls,
I got
those are excusable. Those are excusable.
I got another team though. Big shout to Open Run. That was dope what they did and Taylor Rooks. Here's the thing I want to make sure I say. I got another team for y'all. Detroit's own Sada Baby and Chris Brown. I need to see that as the next team. Just like we do with Versus, Jacoby. You know I like to put together squads. Stay tuned.
Jalen, you and I are often on the same page. However, we have a very serious disagreement about last night's dunk contest. Because you are of the opinion that this was an amazing dunk. And I am not.
Negative Jacoby when we come back.
Now it's time for the 70th NBA All-Star Game. Ball, all of my dog, ball to the death. Yeah, I want it all, money to power, and the respect.
Oh, come on! What's the deal with these point guards?
Giannis 16 for 16. Team LeBron with the victory. They win all 4 quarters.
Milwaukee, this is for you.
Coming to you live from the Seaport District of New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, I enjoyed the All-Star game so much. However, the dunk contest was trash. You know it was trash. You know that was a boring dunk contest. You know there was not one single good performance that was worthwhile. You know we're never going to talk about that dunk contest again. But you still think that Anthony Simons earned and deserves that dunk contest championship.
Like, you're really sleeping on this dunk right there, dawg. The kiss the rim is crazy. Look at that. For a guy
Jalen, if you have to, if I need to see it on a replay and you need to explain it, then it's not that impressive. No. That did not do it for me. I was just shocked. I'm not going to lie. I thought he lost. I walked out of the room to get a beverage and came back. And I was like, oh, he won? With the kiss the rim? Not even close to kiss the rim. He was this far away from kissing the rim.
No. Oh, so we're going to blame him for you getting beverages? Like, you weren't going to have beverages anyway? Is that what? You were going to have beverages anyway.
Okay,
but
Jalen,
the three-point contest, the All-Star game, you're going to have beverages.
See, this is what I do in my arguments all the time, is I try to just avoid the main topic. That was not a good dunk. He dunked it. He blew a kiss at the rim.
You said You said if somebody has to explain to me what happened, then you're knocking points off. You don't think it's dope. I'm saying yes. To you is if he physically kisses the rim at 12 feet in the air with that velocity, he'll knock all of his teeth out of his mouth. What are you saying? Like, that is nasty right there.
The rim is 10 feet.
Ooh, you nasty boy. You're
congratulations
nasty.
To him, I'm but Jalen, while I did not enjoy the dunk contest,
and
there's
I like
one
to
thing
see those trophies
that
going to small
I absolutely
markets.
Could
Milwaukee,
not
this is for you.
Stand.
Oregon,
it's time.
This is for you.
For Negative Jacoby. So Adam Silver watches the television show and then listens to the podcast twice every single day. So Adam, I have a message for you. Just kill the skills contest. This needs to go. This just absolutely does not need to exist. Does anyone enjoy watching this? Look at these two dudes dribbling between cones and then the thumbs down chest passing the net. That's the highlight. Like, what are we even doing with the skills contest? Why does this exist? Why do we even bother with this, Jalen Anthony Rose? Why?
Oh, man. You know what? I can't front. The pass through the net, it kind of reminds me of some cats that are sitting in an office and they're like, you know what? What would George Mikan do in this situation? You know, let's create one of those drills. You know, next year they should just add the Mikan drill hook. Since big guys are winning it, next year I got a drill. Add the Mikan drill. You do it before every warm-up. We add the Mikan drill next
doing?
Year. You gotta make 50 in a row.
What are we even doing? Like, I would even enjoy that. If someone was like, hey, go do this, I'd be like, why? We have the dunk contest, the three-point contest. We don't need the skills challenge. The skills competition should just be
Sabonis
over.
Sabonis was the
over.
Only person that warmed up. And he's the only person that even warmed up.
No more skills competition, Adam. Listen, we all have to admit our failures. We have a ton of failed segments on this program. Over the last 10 years, we've made more failures than successes. But at least we are smart enough to know when we've done wrong and you've done wrong with the skills competition. Moving on, Mr. Rose, there was one thing that was very nice about last night's event, and that was that the proceeds went to HBCUs. What did that mean to you, and what do you think about that wrinkle?
So for me, Jacoby, some people might look at the $3 million figure and think it's astronomical. Some people might think it's minimal. But what I want to teach everybody is just about the introduction to the NBA audience and the stage of the great work that's happening over the decades and decades at HBCUs, how many players in the NBA, many coaches have been products of HBCUs. So now when you highlight the work that's being done there, hopefully that creates more people wanting to actually donate to the work that they're doing. So I'm proud of the NBA's players for owning this. I'm proud for the league for instituting this. But now, it's your turn, NFL. You on the clock. You're on the clock.
We will see about that. Clock. We will also see what the impact of Blake Griffin on the Brooklyn Nets will be, Jalen. He was on the Pistons. I know you watched every single Pistons game. What do you think? Will Blake Griffin be part of the crunch time five for the Brooklyn Nets moving forward towards the end of the regular season in the playoffs?
And shout out to my brother Steve Nash. I actually ran into him a couple of days ago. And while everybody knows him to be a great basketball player and a two-time MVP, he's great at soccer and he's great at tennis. With that being said, Blake Griffin in Detroit was charged with being the highest paid and best player on the team. In Brooklyn, he's going to be a minimum salary player and required to be the fourth or fifth best player on that team. So yes, he'll be able to flourish in that role because he's an intelligent veteran that's an improved three-point shooter. He has a good handle for somebody his size, and he has chemistry with DeAndre Jordan. That always matters. But I'm pretty sure they're probably telling him that he'll be a part of the closing five. But I think Jeff Green is actually going to be a part of the closing five. And KD is going to play a lot of minutes at the five position. But either way, this is a good pickup. It gives them depth.
Yep.
And the Nets are going for it this year, obviously.
They really are. Jalen Rose, will the Cowboys go for Dak Prescott with a long-term deal? We'll give you an update on that after
they
this.
Should.
You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Got the
It is championship week on ESPN. St. Mary's against Gonzaga and Pepperdine against BYU. Both those on ESPN and ESPN2 tonight. Thank you for watching Jalen and Jacoby on TV. Make sure you subscribe and download the podcast. Always has exclusive content on the podcast. Jalen Rose, tomorrow is the deadline for the Cowboys to make a deal with Dak Prescott. Do you think the Cowboys should or will make a long-term deal with Dak?
Here's the question I want to ask everybody out there. Name me a quarterback in the NFL that's black that's overpaid. I'll wait. I'm glad that Dak is going to get his $37 million, but he deserves a long-term secure contract with the Dallas Cowboys. He's proven to be a franchise quarterback, David Jacoby. Would you give him a long-term deal?
I would tag him, pay him $37 million for 1 year, and then do it next season if he earned it. And we will be back tomorrow at 2 p.m.
If he earned it. ESPN.
Ridge. We always say we get the people they want. Part of that is exclusive content for the podcast listeners. Jalen Anthony Rose, I want to talk to you about the All-Star game. I really don't care.
Hey, now.
That it's not competitive.
I really
don't care that there's absolutely no defense. I just love watching the best players on the planet have fun in a casual pickup basketball environment. I love it. I absolutely love it. Do you think it should be more competitive?
I love it too, and well, we can't act like we're surprised that it wasn't competitive, because as soon as the teams got picked, we knew who was gonna win. Like, it's one of those things, like, that's why I don't bet on sports. Because I'm pretty sure there was a line somewhere that said which one of these teams was gonna win, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I would have been the guy thinking I know way too much. Like, wait a minute, one team got Giannis, Steph, Dame,
Luka.
LeBron and Luka, they're going to win.
Like,
I played enough basketball to know. I've been in enough environments where people are playing basketball, and I know when I'm sizing these two rosters up that one of those teams is going to win. And the reason why I don't bet on sports, that be the time you get burned. That be the time I try to go big. Like, I'm about to bet a mil.
Jalen. You're talking to a man that wore a clown costume on a Friday on national television. Okay? That's who you're talking to right now. So don't talk to me about betting on sports. And the Chiefs, how can they possibly lose? The best offense I've ever seen. Man, that made me sad. Does Kevin Durant play in the next Nets game?
I don't think so. I don't think Kevin Durant's going to play in their next game, Jacoby. I really don't. And I've been sniffing around. I don't believe so.
Wow.
I don't believe so. And as a matter of fact, I got to tell you one other thing. I don't believe Anthony Davis is going to play in their next game. Since you're going there.
That's bad.
And as a matter of fact, I was going to say this on the show, and we can say it tomorrow, but I'll say it on the pod for exclusive right now.
Give the people what they
and
want.
Since we now see that Anthony Davis is having trouble staying healthy, when you're the Lakers, you got to start thinking about how does the team look when AD misses 15 games a year. You got to start looking at the team different, especially when your best player is 36 years of age, LeBron James. And when AD goes out, they went from being first or second in the West to now they're like third or fourth in the West.
Don't sleep on Schroeder being out too.
That's dramatically different for a playoff run. And when Schroeder misses games, it really exposes that they have two of the top 10 players in the league. So therefore, when they're healthy, I think they're virtually unbeatable. I think they may go six games in one series. But you can't build the team like that. You got to build the team knowing that Anthony Davis is going to miss like 15 games, and you don't want to overtax LeBron. And so since you know that to be the case, I got a deal for you.
Oh!
That if I was the Lakers, I'd be trying to consider. I got a deal for you. Dennis Schroeder is in the final year of his contract. Kyle Kuzma just signed a new contract. And maybe somebody like THT has shown that they've had value.
Oh, we're getting some return for those three. You're going to get some return for those three.
I got a player for you. Those three guys aren't all-stars, haven't been all NBA. The player that I'm going to now get you in return that can play with LeBron or play if LeBron misses or play if AD misses, is he healthy? Victor Oladipo. Stay tuned.
Victor Oladipo's expiring. Do you think the Rockets want Kuzma? Do you think they're into long-term Kuzma commitments?
He's a good player. Why wouldn't they be? Who do they have up front? Who do they have?
Who, bigs?
Like, if you Houston is a blank canvas, besides Christian Woods, that's a blank canvas.
Christian Wood or John Wall.
Tucker's going to end up with the Nets. P.J. Tucker's going to end up with the Nets. Don't sleep on that. Or maybe even the Celtics as a shot in the dark. He's going to get Gordon bought out. Andre Drummond and JaVale McGee will be in play around the league. You know, if you're the Lakers, you want to probably kick the tires on them. If you're the Celtics, you want to kick the tires on either one of them. So those are teams: Lakers, Celtics, Sixers, Nets. That are going to be players in this. But I want to throw a wild card out there for you for Victor Oladipo. Denver.
Huh.
You could Gary Harris, Will Barton.
Throwing a Bol Bol.
What do you really think about Porter up front? Bol Bol. Because they need one more player. And they know it. And I know they know it. So don't be surprised when you start looking down at Twitter and you see some of those names that I just threw out there trending. Because they're going to be in play. And don't sleep on that Laker move I just told you.
Oladipo to Los Angeles. Not see that. Not see that at all. Maybe we will see that. Jalen, I always appreciate.
You like that one. I like that. I saw your mind race. You like that one, huh?
Well, like I've always liked Oladipo because I just like, I like people that play defense.
You gave me the Bill Simmons look.
I like people that play defense.
You gave me the Bill Simmons look. I like when y'all, you gave me the exact same look to Pop Father when he and D thought. You like that, huh?
I do. I don't know about giving away Schroeder and Kuzma for him, though. I'm not doing that. That's too much. But that's just, you're just renting him for this playoffs. And I like Schroeder.
I think Schroeder missing
with and Anthony Davis. People say, Anthony Davis is out. Well, Schroeder was out too. And without Schroeder and Anthony Davis, just LeBron has to do way too much. We'll see. Jalen, you've watched
Schroeder
more Pistons.
Schroeder and Wall would be nice.
You've watched more Pistons than anybody else. And you've noted something about Blake Griffin's game. So let's just talk to the Nets fans really quick. Everyone's excited about Blake Griffin going to the Nets. What are they getting with Blake Griffin?
So here's the thing, man. I want to introduce y'all to two people. The first one, his name is Matthew. His last name is Stafford. I know a lot of y'all ain't watched him play the last 12 years. I know y'all haven't. And I know y'all look down at the stats. I know y'all watch. I know how much y'all love stats. And he throw for 4,000 yards every year. And then people look up and say, well, The Lions stink. And so we're going to give him a pass and not hold him accountable to the fact that if he's a franchise quarterback, shouldn't he help us win, Jacoby?
Yeah, I feel like if you have a franchise quarterback that all of a sudden turns the Rams into a contender, he didn't turn the Lions into anything. And he had every opportunity.
Now, but here's the difference. They do got Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey. Okay, on defense, they do. So he's going to be, so he will be better positioned to look good. I'm not saying he's a bum. Matthew Stafford is good. As a matter of fact, he's a top 10 quarterback. I'm going to tell you two things people don't see when they don't watch them play before I get to Blake Griffin. One, sometimes we lose, it's actually his fault. What a noble thought. Sometimes we lose, it's actually his fault. And then the second thing, sometimes we lose because he can't stay healthy.
Yep.
So for Rams fans, I'm just going to let you know, be ready for him to miss 4 or 5 games next year. Invest in a backup.
I wonder if y'all got Blake Bortles. You still got Blake Bortles' number in your phone? Wolford? Y'all need Wolford.
Y'all gonna need a backup for a month next year. Remember, I told y'all this. Now let me get to Blake. I was watching Pistons games. Even last year when we were going to the lottery, as you know. And I noticed something.
What'd you notice?
I looked closer at the TV, and I had a couple of beverages, and I got up and ran to the bathroom and ran back, and I looked at the TV. I thought Klay Thompson was on the team. I thought Blake was Klay Thompson, dog. He was hovering around that 3 line so much, he ain't think about going inside of the 3 line. It was almost like it had an electronic fence around the paint. He didn't go into the paint. And you know what I started doing? I'm going to watch these games and see if he do a dunk. I don't remember the last time the slam dunk champion has actually dunked in a basketball game. And so I watched this Jacoby for like 4 or 5 months, by the way. Don't say nothing to nobody. Matt, who does our analytics and our research for Countdown, J&J ain't got no researcher for our, we don't got no researcher for this budget. Sorry, y'all. Everything is off the dome with us. No research. Yeah. Sorry. I'm going to get stats
wrong. We got Google.
So with Jalen, like, yeah. Exactly. And so I was like, hey, Matt, I know this is a crazy stat, but I know that they keep track of everything in the game. And by the way, I learned another stat that analytics don't keep. I'm going to teach you a stat that analytics don't keep. And I was keeping this stat for Giannis. I was trying to, and for Russell Westbrook, air balls.
They don't keep
analytics that? Doesn't keep free throw air balls. How about that? Just think about that for a second. So don't come telling me that those numbers mean everything when y'all ain't keeping something as basic as that. With that being said, I also realized that they don't really account the dunks. And what I mean by is, we always talk about the number of dunks that Giannis has. Like, Giannis has 175 dunks, or Jokic has 35 dunks. But what we don't do is acknowledge the period in time in which those dunks happened. And I was like, hey, Matt, I need you to look up. I don't need it today. I've been counting this for months. No rush. Because he's like, I can't get that right now. I don't have that right now. It's going to take me a minute. Said, no rush. I need you to tell me the last time Blake Griffin dunked in an NBA game. Countdown started hilariously laughing. Woj was there. Maria Taylor was there. Jay Will was there. Everybody laughing. They like, you bugging. That's Blake Griffin. Yeah, Nick Tutz. They laughing at me. Like, what movie is that? They all going to laugh at me. And that was an old scary movie or something. They're all going to laugh at me. Anyway, Matt comes back the next day. He tells me that Blake Griffin ain't dunked in an NBA game since December of 2020. And you know it's March 21, right?
Yeah.
Do you know how impossible that is, dog, for somebody as athletic as him? I know he's dealt with a lot of injuries, but somebody can save the ball off of somebody else's knee and it go to you and you get a dunk. Or somebody just do a bad pass in the backcourt and you just do a dunk. Like, you, when you're a front court player, you fall into dunks, especially if you're an athlete like him. And that's the first thing. So don't look for no highlight reel dunks. The other thing, however, terrific ball handler. Great playmaker.
Playmaker.
He's gonna be really good. He's gonna be really good with Harden and Kyrie and KD and DeAndre and the young fella Claxton. He's gonna be getting those big fellas lobs. Terrific ball handler, terrific passer, great veteran in the locker room until he doesn't want to play there anymore. And we saw that with James Harden. That's fine. But here's what I'll say about the buyout stuff. If I own the Pistons, I probably shouldn't say this. I probably shouldn't be using this example, but I'm going to do it anyway. If I'm the Pistons, you ain't getting 15 for this year and another 25 for next year. It ain't happening, dog. I'm not going to be able to do it. I am not going to be able to do it. This ain't the final year of your deal. This ain't Andre Drummond in Cleveland, dog. I'll eat the rest of the year, save some money on the salary cap, not have to pay luxury tax. You know, teams get cheap late, and they want to go to the buyout market, and I get that. I was a player that got bought out. I want the cash, great. Get a chance to go to a winner, great. But I don't like it. It affects the balance of power. I don't like watching PJ Tucker play basketball, about to take a charge on James Harden and do a 360 pirouette because he don't want to get bumped into because he know he's trying to play to get traded. Or James Harden, what happened in Houston because he planned to get traded. Blake Griffin this season in Detroit was playing to get bought out or traded. That's when you stop dunking. You feel me? So
yep.
He's going to make threes. He's gonna be a great offensive addition to them. But they don't need him to be their best player and their highest paid player.
Close.
We did. He's gonna be their lowest paid player and their fifth best player. And that's where he is at this point of his career. I'm wishing him luck. Shout to my guy Kiwi Sean Marks. I have to say this also. Correct me if I'm wrong. Number one, we need more black general managers in the NBA. Number two, Rob Pelinka and Sean Marks been kind of running laps around the rest of the league these last couple of years when it comes to making decisions with their roster.
Kawhi and Paul George was a big haul for the Clippers.
And the Clippers.
Yeah, because they, you know, they had Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and the next thing you know,
yes, sir.
You know,
yes,
they,
sir.
They got Kawhi and
those
Paul George
three,
out of nowhere.
Those three teams.
Don't forget that night, yeah.
But you know who they got? But you know who they have, though? The legend, the logo. Jerry West pulling the strings. And mm-hmm. He pulling the strings so much. How about this? The day he got the job, we knew Doc was on the clock. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Jerry West got the job and he sat front row? The first day he got the job? We knew right there the hourglass to Doc Rivers being in Los Angeles was happening that day. And so those three teams, and great for reminding me of that. Those three teams, shout to the Bucks for getting Giannis to re-sign. Shout to the Blazers for getting Dame to re-sign. But, like, those two teams, those three teams, they've kind of been lapdog in the field as it relates to decision-making. And I'll give the Golden State Warriors a nod, too. I like what they've been doing, too. I like what the – and I know they could have taken LaMelo, but I know why they didn't. And, by the way, the night of the draft, the Golden State Warriors told LaMelo Ball they were going to take him next, and they didn't do it.
Really?
That story gonna come out soon.
Huh.
Yeah, they told him they was taking them.
and they didn't do it. I was on the phone.
That's rude.
They told me it was gonna take them.
Huh. I understand why they wouldn't, because obviously I've said it a million times, but I think LaMelo Ball was the best player in the draft, but they needed a big, they needed a fit. Wiseman seemed to be like the right fit for their roster. When you have Clay and you have Wiggins and you have Curry.
Wiseman was the choice. Wiseman is the choice. They need height. When you got Draymond playing point center, they need height. They need tall men to play against Anthony Davis, the Joker, Embiid, Giannis. Like, they need height. And so he was the right pick for them, but that didn't stop them from telling LaMelo Ball that they were taking him.
This is gonna be an interesting lottery.
Right after they got on the phone, so just so you know, right after they got off the phone with LaMelo Ball's team and telling them they were gonna take him, I was a part of the next call. As a matter of fact, I sent an internal text to our producer on Countdown and told them that. And then 3-2-1, the pick happened, and they didn't do it. True story. You can ask Amina.
Shout out to Amina, Peloton Gang Gang.
Oh, I sent it to you too, Demetrius?
The Warriors.
Yep, I sent it to I sent it to the producers of my shows. I sent it to Amina and Demetrius, yep.
The Warriors could end up with the Timberwolves pick.
So I don't lie.
The Warriors could have another high pick. The Warriors could have another high pick. I think it's a top four protected. The Warriors could have another high pick this year.
I got to tell you another secret that you're not going to like.
Uh-oh. Don't hurt my feelings. We're getting towards the end.
You know the joy Steph Curry was playing with this weekend?
Yeah, I noticed that.
It's so great to see him back on top
of the game. So happy.
Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised as this year progresses, Jacoby. His minutes get less. Don't be surprised, Jacoby, when he's missing games for rest. Because the Golden State Warriors want what you just said. Draft capital. And Steph Curry playing and scoring 40 every night, don't improve your draft position.
Fun for a while. And they're like, oh, we can make the playoffs. Who got the first round? Who got the first round? Five games.
I done already dropped too many jewels. We might as well end the show now.
Let's do it.
I mean, try to help you all I can, but I can't do nothing for you, man.
Listen, we gotta give people what they want.
I just downloaded the last two or three days in the phone of information that I got.
Oladipo to the Lakers, Steph Curry resting. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast exclusive. It's where you get the real gems that Jalen can't put on the TV show, because then our executives would call us and ask Jalen, who is sources? We will be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Anthony Rose?
I remember that happened when KD's workout and his Achilles. I got those calls. Who's your source, Jalen? I'm like, one of the doctors that was in there. We're not done. We are. And it was the Knicks doctor. Not done.